All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't touch that dial, because you know what time it is. Time to get on board the multiverse. That is the Latin Jazz Cruise. And this special edition with Roberto Fonseca from Cuba and his trio. Roberto Fonseca and his trio Fantastic. Here live in the studios of WBGO, emanating from the great majestic city of Newark, New Jersey. Fantastic. Roberto Fonseca on the piano, Ramses Rodriguez on the drums, and Yandy Martinez on bass and the vocals. Roberto, bienvenido a los estudios aquí. Vamos a conducir la entrevista en español, en inglés, and Spanglish. We're going to do the interview in a little bit of all those three things. Roberto, you're here touring the United States right now, you have a new album that called Yesung. Yesung. Tell us a little bit what the title is about. Dilo un poco sobre el título del disco.
Okay, the title is on a word that I invented. It's a mix of two words. It's a mix of the Jemaya and Oshun. I put all those words together, and then you will have a Yesung. Because for us, Cuban people, it's very important, the Orichas. That's an Afro-Cuban religion. And Jemaya, she's the god of the sea. And Oshun, she's the god of the river. And at the same time, for us, the water is very important too. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. We've talked a lot about that on this program. We play a lot of music that deals with what's known as Ifa, the sacred truths from the Yoruba people in Nigeria that were brought to Cuba. And, of course, the religion evolved to what is known as Santeria today. So our listeners are very well aware of that, and we're glad that you and your music bring forth that, and it's very much a part of our culture. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your formative years studying in Cuba. Tell us where you studied in Cuba.
Well, first I start with the drums, mm-hmm. because I have a big influence from my brother. My brother Emilio, he played drums.
You're talking about Emilio Valdez?
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm not a son of Chucho Valdez. I chose right. Emilio is my
half brother.
Half brother, yeah. And then my parents, they convinced me to switch for the piano. Maybe mm-hmm. they were scared to having two drummers in the family, you know, studying in the same place. Mm-hmm. And then I start to study piano on the classical music school. And then my other brother, Jesus, known by Chuchito, he teach me a lot of things when I was young. But at the same time, on my family, we have all the time music and ambient. Mm. My parents, they put me into a lot of classical music, Afro-Cuban music, traditional Cuban music too. From my brother's side, they put me into a lot of funky, jazz, rumba, this kind of thing. So I grew up with all this style on the natural way. And that's why you will feel on my music you will find on my music a big percent of all those styles.
Right. Now, you studied a very well-known conservatory, ISA, in Cuba. Can you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, I studied in Guanabacoa.
Okay.
That was a beautiful place that I always remember standing there, because I was living in San Miguel de Padrón. That's out of a little bit out of the downtown of La Habana, and then I studied on the National School of Art, and then I joined the ISA, this Super Institute of Art too. Yeah.
Great. Now you have worked with some people that we became known of your work here with several people that have come to the United States to tour. The Buena Vista Social Club, and also Omar Aportuondo, who I know well because me working with as a drummer for Mario Bausa, we backed her up in Europe many times. So tell us a little bit, these gentlemen in the Buena Vista Social Club, eso es una escuela, all these older gentlemen that are masters, craftsmen of their art, and you were young. Tell us a little, and Omara is also an elder. Tell us a little bit about working, you being a young person, working with these masters, elders.
That was a dream come true, you know, because for me, the style that I prefer from Cuban music is the son montuno, you know.
La raíz de la salsa.
Yeah. And then the day that I start to play with them, to record with them, I said to myself that I could die the next day, because this is one of the most beautiful things that happened to me in my life. And then be with them, being with Ibrahim Ferrer, being with Cachaito Lopez, Guajiro Mirabal, Omar Aportondo, Manuel Galván, all those greatest, was like a real school of Cuban music, or traditional Cuban music. Because it wasn't only the way of playing that I was learning there. I was learning how they was living at the moment that they created Son Montuno. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was really important to live with them on tours, because like that, I realized that's why they was playing in that way, you know. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. very important. It's not only playing. Mm-hmm. You need to talk with them. You need, what for me, a great experience. Thanks to the support of Ibrahim gave me, he gave me a lot of support. I'm the person that I'm now. I'm part. I'm the musician that I am now too, because he all the time he knew that I was I was into the jazz, I was into the hip hop thing, and he always was telling me, never forget where you come from.
Right.
It's good that you do all those style, but you never forget where you come from, and that's very important.
Buen consejo, buen mensaje. Beautiful. What was the name of the first piece that you played just now?
Yeah, the first piece was Agua with 2G. It's written with 2G on purpose, you know, because I was making a tribute to Gemma Young on Chun.
Right.
So it's a song for the Two Waters, yeah.
Fantastic. What's the next piece you're going to play for us now?
I'm going to play now a song is called No Soy De Esos. I think in English will be I'm Not One of Those.
Okay, y el estilo de ritmo, ¿cómo puede describir el lo que es el tema en términos de ritmo? This piece now that you're going to play now, okay. How would you describe it?
It's like a Guajira song.
Great.
It's really it's quite slowly, beautiful, romantic.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to listen to Roberto Fonseca and his great trio from his new album Yasun, with Ramses Rodriguez on the drums and Yandy Martinez on the bass. Now he's going to do in the Guajira song side. Guajira is a slow form of Cuban music from the eastern part of the island, very soulful, and we're going to hear it right now. No Soy De Esos by Roberto Fonseca and his trio. Bravo, Roberto Fonseca and his trio live here from the studios of WBGO. My name is Bobby Sanabria. You're listening to the Latin Jazz Cruise emanating from WBGO FM and WBGO.org. Worldwide, No Jive, the number one jazz station in the nation. We're happy to have him here. Fantastic music from Roberto's new album called Yesung, Yesung. And we have his great trio here. I got to talk to Roberto a little bit. I'm going to ask now for Yandy Martinez to come up to the microphones here so we could get to talk to him and tell us, he could tell us a little bit about working with Roberto. Cuidado que el jefe te está mirando ahora.
Hola.
For those of you who don't know Spanish, bueno, you should have been paying attention during high school Spanish class. But Yandy, besides doing bass, does vocals here, but we just heard Roberto on his tune No Soy de Esos beautifully singing. You get to sing also in the group. Te quiero preguntar, Yandy, ¿eres también de La Habana como Roberto o eres de otra parte de Cuba? Are you from Havana like Roberto or from another part of Cuba?
Yo nací en Camagüey.
Ah, Camagüey, la ciudad de los tiranjones.
De las tiranjones, así mismo es, en el medio de la isla.
Wow, he is from Camagüey, you know, which is we know so many people here from Cuba are from Camagüey, but there was a great trumpet player for Rey Barreto, Roberto Rodriguez, was from Camagüey, Cuba. You know, and they're famous for the big jars, vessels that they make there. La ciudad de las tirajones, yeah, Camagüey. So did you get to study at ISA also, el Instituto Superior de Arte?
Sí, estudié en la ENA, en La Habana también, y en el ISA, porque yo estudié contrabajo clásico, música clásica, que es la formación que tenemos en Cuba.
Y so he studied at the Escuela Nacional de Arte and also Instituto Superior de Arte. So fantastic. How long have you been working with Roberto? ¿Cuánto tiempo
ocho hace? Años. 8 años llevo trabajando con Roberto desde el 2012.
Wow, 8 years.
Sí.
También en el grupo tocas el bajo acústico.
Sí.
So he also plays acoustic bass at times with the group. And bueno, honestamente, ¿cómo es Roberto como director?
Como
jefe. Como jefe. How is he as a leader?
I'm really bad. I mean,
no, él lo ha dicho en otras entrevistas también.
Really bad? No way.
No. Nosotros somos como una familia acá. Hay muy buena.
You finish to play with me now, eh? I'm really bad. No way.
Hay muy buena energía acá en el grupo, sobre todo, primero, la amistad que tenemos, ¿no? Y todo eso se lleva al escenario, ¿no? Y es importante.
Right, so he says it's like a family, everybody gets along, and that great energy is brought on the stage, always, with the group. ¿Es la primera vez que estás de viaje aquí en los Estados Unidos o has viajado en antes? Aquí?
He venido en otras veces, trabajando con otros proyectos, junto con Roberto Fonseca también, junto a Mara Portuondo y otro.
So he's been here to the United States before, working with Omar Portuondo as well as Roberto. Dinos un poco de tu héroe en términos del bajo. Tell us a little bit about your heroes on the bass.
Sí, a ver. El bajo eléctrico o el contrabajo, cualquiera de los dos. Bueno, de Cuba, los dos maestros que más me gustan a mí, ¿no? Los Cachao, la familia de los Cachao, que tienen todo el sello de la música cubana en el contrabajo como tal, ¿no?
Right. Well, in terms of like Cuban music, obviously the López family, Cachao, Israel Cachao López and Cachaito, his nephew. And
sí.
Anyone else? En términos del bajo eléctrico.
Bajo eléctrico, bueno, Jaco Pastorio, como siempre, ¿no? Salvador Cuevas.
Wow, tremendo. Well, sí. He mentions Jaco Pastorius as an influence on electric bass, and sí, the great Puerto Rican bassist, yeah, que en paz descanse, may he rest in peace and in, sí, power, Sal Cuevas.
Sal Cuevas, yeah. Sal Cuevas, espectacular.
Yeah.
Espectacular.
Puerto Rican,
sí.
Puerto Rican, yeah, fantastic.
Sí.
Sal was a mainstay of the Fania All-Stars and so many hundreds of recordings on the Fania label, fantastic.
Sí.
Bueno, Yandy, gracias por
tu
tiempo y la entrevista y hasta más por tu talento. Gracias.
Gracias, un placer. Gracias.
Okay, Roberto, what would you like to play now?
I'm going to play now a song for freedom. It's called Cadenas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have a lot of fun with this song.
So this is called Cadenas, which means chains.
Yeah, chains, because I'm calling to everybody, you know, to break their chains, because we are the only one who can break our chains, because sometimes we became a slave from things that we do every day, the same things, you know? So
right.
That's why. Chains.
Fantastic. Arenas. So Roberto Fonseca live with his trio here from the studios of WBGO from his album, his latest recording, Yasun. This piece is called Cadenas, Chains. Thank you. Fantastic. Cadenas by Roberto Fonseca and his trio featuring Ramses Rodriguez on the drums, Yandy Martinez on the bass and vocals, but in this case, Roberto Fonseca on the vocals. Beautiful. Starting off with some New Orleans second line and getting into the funk. Y vamos a invitar ahora al baterista Ramses Rodriguez, lo mejor para lo último. we save the best for the last. All right. Quiero decirte, Ramsey, bienvenido a los estudios aquí.
Gracias.
Y me pusiste una sonrisa en la cara porque hiciste un movimiento ahí, uno de los movimientos bien primordial del songo ahí, cuando hiciste chica, que te que con de Blas Egues, you know, so
mismo,
tremendo.
Sí.
I was just telling Ramsey that he put a smile on my face because he did a little thing, a transitional device there. Is one of the early movements that was created by Blas Egues on the drum set for what we call songo in Cuban music, which was developed by Juan Formel in Cuba. So fantastic. So that means, eso quiere decir que tú tienes historia en lo que tú haces. You know, you have a lot of history in your playing. Dinos un poco de su... Primero, ¿eres de La Habana también?
Sí, de La Habana.
Bueno, ¿de qué barrio?
De La Habana Vieja.
Okay.
De La Habana Vieja, es decir, ahí se siente la música desde por la mañana hasta...
He's from Old Havana. So,
de Old Havana.
Yeah, so he from there they feel the music from morning till night. Morning
sí,
till
night. Todos los días.
Wow. Es como si fuera del Bronx.
Más o menos.
En Nueva York.
Anda por ahí.
Como yo. Bueno, también de la trayectoria tuya, ¿estudiaste en la ENA o la ISA? O...
Estudié en la escuela en Amadeo Roldán. Es decir, ahí coincidimos, Roberto Fonseca y yo coincidimos. Da la casualidad que fuimos, bueno, para mí, no sé en el caso de él, fue el primer festival de jazz que tuve la oportunidad de participar.
¿Qué año?
Fue año 80 y... 88, 86, más o menos, aproximadamente. Sí.
Well, he said he studied at the Amadeo Roldán Conservatory, and that's when he got to play with Roberto for the first time at one of the jazz festivals, the Havana Jazz Festival, in around 19... Sí. ¿Qué año?
1988, 1987.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic, yeah. The Amadeo Roldán School has a very, very... long history and great lineage and very famous conservatory in Havana, producing great musicians like yourself. So how long have you been in the group? ¿Cuántos años estás en el grupo?
Bueno, aproximadamente unos 16 años.
Wow.
O más, porque empezamos, es decir, en el 2005.
Wow. So he's been in the group 16 years. Uh-huh. We were playing with Roberto.
Sí,
wow.
Sí.
So conoce todos los secretos.
Sí, no, tanto tiempo. No voy a decir como la canción, disfrutamos este amor, pero...
Anyway.
No, fíjate que no estoy diciendo como la canción, no vayas a malinterpretar.
Well, anyway, he's. I was just joking saying that, well, he's been with the group so long that he knows all of the secrets. So, You've gotten to travel all throughout Europe, I assume, right? And Central and South America with the group, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. And en términos del grupo, a veces tiene oportunidad de tocar un número original de usted o del bajista Yandy o son totalmente los números de Roberto.
No. Es decir... una de las cosas que más me gusta de la forma de dirigir de Roberto es que es realmente una democracia.
Mm-hmm. One of the things he liked, I asked him if the exclusive they play just Roberto's music in the trio or do they get a chance to play their own compositions. And one of the things he likes working with Roberto as a band leader, that it's a democracy.
Uh-huh. Entonces, es decir, cada uno va poniendo ideas y vamos llegando a un consenso general.
Right, everybody puts in their own ideas into the group, and they come to a consensus. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Y tu héroe, me imagino Changuito es uno de tus héroes en Cuba. I'm assuming one of your heroes is Changuito, the great drummer José Luis Quintana.
Exacto.
Any others? ¿Tienes
Tengo
otro?
Una lista bien larga. Sí. Tengo, bueno, Changuito encabezando, tengo a Pla.
Enrique Pla.
Enrique Pla, tengo, bueno, ya Tatagüine.
Tatagüine is a great conga player. Enrique Pla, the great drummer with Iraquere.
Tengo Julio César Barreto también.
Julio César Barreto, Barretico.
Barretico, sí, toco mucho tiempo con Gonzalo Rubalcaba.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm.
Y entonces ya un poco saltando lo que es la música, soy baterista norteamericano, bueno, Bill Jones.
Of the North American drummers, Elvin Jones.
Art Blakey.
Art Blakey, fantastic.
Steve Gadd, Vinny Colaiuta, Danny Chambers. Okay.
It's a long. It's a long list.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, anyway, Ramses, thank you for your talent and being here with us on WBG. Gracias por tu talento.
Gracias aquí por invitarnos.
En el estudio. Y tienes un apodo en el grupo, te llaman Doble R.
No. Me llaman de vez en cuando Dinamita.
His nickname sometimes in the group is Dynamite.
Dynamite.
And when his playing has been Dynamite, we're going to listen to more of it now. Muchísimas gracias, Ramses.
Gracias. Bien. Un placer.
Igualmente. So, Roberto, what are we going to hear now?
Now we're going to hear a song called Mambo Pa La Niña.
Mambo pa la nina, which means mambo for the young girl.
For the girl, yeah. Oh, da, te, I. Thank you.
sé que te gusta. Mambo, niña, yo sé que te gusta. Mambo.
Right. Roberto Fonseca and his trio aquí están sintonizados con WBGO y WBGO.org mundialmente, la emisora más grande del jazz en los Estados Unidos, y eso quiere decir mundialmente, como dije antes. My name is Bobby Sanabria. Roberto Fonseca, fantastic, playing Mambo para la Niña. I wrote some things down here, Roberto, while I was listening to you, okay? You tell me, these are the things that I heard in your playing.
Okay,
okay?
Cool.
The first thing I heard was Pérez Prado.
Okay.
It was he an influence on you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Lili Martinez.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Emiliano Salvador.
For sure.
Chucho Valdez.
Of course.
Eddie Palmieri.
Of course.
And Herbie Hancock.
Definitely.
Okay, man. That's not bad, but that's not bad in terms of influences. But it all comes out in Roberto Fonseca's great playing, along with Ramses Rodriguez on the drums and Yandy Martinez on the bass and vocals. ¿Qué fue la inspiración de ese mambo? Bueno, el principio suena como algo de Pérez Prado, definitivamente. Sounds like something of Pérez Prado in the beginning.
You know,
what was the inspiration?
For me, it's very important to keep the roots. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I'm telling the people that I never forgot where I'm come from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the mambo is one of my favorite styles because it's really happy. And mm-hmm. then people is, for those who doesn't know how to dance, it's easy to dance, you know.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And the beat is really simple, but at the same time, it's really powerful. I have a great influence of Pérez Prados. But at the same time, I have a great influence of Arsenio Rodriguez.
Fantastic. You know? The father of the San Montuno, yeah.
That's it. And then, I'm like to keep that style alive. But the best way to keep that style alive is to put new sounds, new chords, these kind of things, you know.
Right.
And for me, you was right when you heard all those influences that I had. And because for me, I've been listening to a lot of piano players. Like Eddie Palmieri, Papo Luca, all those greatest, mm-hmm. and Chucho Valdez, Lili Martinez. Lili Martinez is one of my biggest influences. You know, I listened to a lot to Lili Martinez. And of course, Herbie Hancock, Keith Jarrett, all those greatest too. And I'm trying to, all the time, trying to put all my knowledge on music. That's why on my music, you will feel classical music, Afro-Cuban music, a little jazz, a little hip-hop. And I want to put that on the mambo style, you know, mm-hmm. but because I want to make a mambo, but I want that people feel that it's from Roberto Fonseca, you know. That, for me, that's the best way.
Well, we certainly have heard it here with the trio. Roberto Fonseca's new album is entitled Yesun, which is a contraction of Yemaya, who is one of the Orisha super beings in the religion known as Santeria, its roots in Ifa in Nigeria with the Yoruba people. And she is the mother, the supreme mother, the goddess of the sea, the Orisha super being of the ocean, where life comes from. And Ochung, the goddess of the sweet waters, her instrument is the Shekere. And she always has a mirror looking at herself because she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? And she's the deity of love. So a fantastic contraction there. Yesun, Yemaya, Ochun. That is Roberto Fonseca's new album. So we hope you support the music. They will be performing on a live stream from Joe's Pub here in Manhattan. So go to Joe's Pub's website and you will find out when that will be happening. We have about 5 minutes left,
okay.
Roberto, for you to take us out with this great music. Let me introduce all the members. The other members of the group again, Ramses Rodriguez on drums and Yandy Martinez on the bass and also the vocals. And of course, the leader, Roberto Tocayo Fonseca, on the piano. What does Tocayo mean? It means we have the same name. My name is Roberto. His name is Roberto. That's what we say to each other when we see somebody that has the same name. All right. So that is, you've just been listening to the Roberto Fonseca Trio here on the Latin Jazz Cruise here from WBGO-FM and WBGO.org. My name is Bobby Sanabria. Roberto, take us out.
Okay. Gonna play a tumbao from a song called Triste Alegría, and then we're gonna play the main tumbao.
Fantastic, gentlemen. Fantastic. Ramses Rodriguez on the drums, Yandy Martinez on the bass and vocals, and Roberto Fonseca, the leader, on piano and vocals. Music from his new album, Yesung, live here from the studios of WBGO on the Latin Jazz Cruise. My name is Bobby Sanabria. Bueno, caballero, lo único cosa que puedo decirle es Gracias por su participación aquí en el estudio y buen viaje en su trayectoria y lo más importante, mucho H. I just wanted to thank all of them for being here in the studio and wishing them, as we always say on the show, mucho H, much positive energy, as is said in Yoruba. We're going to go back to the studios, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Latin Jazz Cruise. My name is Bobby Sanabria on WBGO FM and WBGO.org from the great city of Newark, New Jersey.